David Dellinger, lifelong peace activist and one of the Chicago Seven, died yesterday in Vermont. He was 88. He titled his autobiography, From Yale to Jail, The Life Story of a Moral Dissenter. And as recently as 3 years ago, at age 85, he was still dissenting. He traveled from his Vermont home up to Quebec to protest talks on the free trade area of the Americas. But David Dellinger is perhaps best known for his involvement in the protests at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago that led to his conviction as part of the Chicago Seven. That conviction was later overturned on appeal. Another member of the Chicago Seven was John Froines, and he joins us now in our studios to talk about his friend. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Tell us about the first time that you actually met David Dellinger. Was it in Chicago?
I met Dave for the first time in Chicago in 1968. Tom Hayden took me to a meeting of the steering committee, and Dave was there, and I met him for the first time. And that set in motion a series of a relationship that's gone ever since to the present.
What was your first impression as you met him in 68?
Well, I was 30, and that seems a long time ago in a very young age, and he was the father figure for us all. We were sort of the young Turks on the one hand, and Dave was somebody who we respected because of his past history, and so people had the deepest respect for him.
What was it that he, as this father figure that you're describing, was saying to you about the protests and about what tack they should take?
Dave was a person who always believed in standing up to what he considered oppression, injustice, and unfairness. And so, for example, during our trial, he was very offended by the performance of the judge and the prosecuting attorneys.
This is Judge Julius Hoffman.
Judge Julius Hoffman. And Dave stood up and spoke in court frequently about that injustice. And Abby and Jerry get the credit for being the courtroom clowns, and I mean that in a positive way.
This is Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin.
Hoffman and Jerry Rubin. Times pass and people forget names. Mm-hmm. But Dave was actually the most outspoken in the courtroom in Chicago. Hayden and I took a more conservative course, and David was the person who argued that we really had to be, in a sense, conscientious objectors in the courtroom as much as in the streets of Chicago and elsewhere.
What were some of the things that Dave Dellinger was saying in that courtroom that so outraged Judge Hoffman?
Well, Dave had his bail revoked during the trial, and at one point the judge said something which Dave knew to be untrue. And as Tony Lucas of the New York Times later quoted, Dave used a barnyard epithet. So the judge revoked his bail. And it really was probably not a good idea to say that in the courtroom, looking, you know, back 30 years. But in fact, it was Dave being true to himself. I think Dave is an American hero of the magnitude of Martin Luther King. And he needs to be remembered in that regard.
You stayed in touch with David Dellinger over the years. What would he make of the times that we're in now, do you think?
Well, I think Dave would be very angry with having died at this point in history. I think that he would like to be on the front lines right now because he recognized that the American foreign policy and the American society in general is in such a crisis stage. And that I think Dave would have been like to have been a part of the protest and the seeking of change that is so necessary in the United States.
John Froines, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
John Froines, one of the Chicago Seven, now a professor of toxicology at UCLA, remembering his friend and fellow member of the Chicago Seven, David Dellinger. Dellinger died yesterday in Vermont. He was 88. This is NPR, National Public Radio.